Support for The Common comes from Davis Malm. Their tax attorneys take the time to understand your unique goals and find the most cost-effective ways to accomplish them, distilling complex tax laws down to clear choices so you can make the best decisions. DavisMalm.com. DavisMalm.com. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Erica Adams, editor of Eater Boston, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again. So excited to be here.
Hell yeah. Okay, I've asked you this before, and I actually took your advice from your last answer.
Really?
And visited Rubato and Quincy.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what did you think?
Very good stuff. I had the curry fish balls and one of the bao buns. And yeah, it was good. It was solid. Mm. So I'm excited to know, what's the best thing you've eaten recently?
Great. Okay. Well, now the bar's high, you know. I was hoping you would ask me again, though. So the food that floored me this month was at Mooncusser in downtown Boston.
Floored?
Floored me.
Okay.
Do you know about this restaurant, Mooncusser?
I do not.
Okay. So Mooncusser itself has been around for a while. It closed during the pandemic, and then it reopened with a new chef, Carl Dooley, in 2021. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a fine dining tasting menu restaurant, but it is the best kind of that. And what I mean by that is it moves kind of quickly. It's good energy. It's a fun place to go if you're into trying highly creative food and you want to be surprised by different flavor pairings. It's roughly four courses for $115, although the first course is a bunch of different little bites. And one of those bites is foie gras spread on toast. And again, in my mind, foie gras is like a very stuffy, heavy, fine dining type of food that's kind of fancy for fancy's sake, but not here.
A little cruel.
Yes, a little cruel. I know. Yeah, ethical concerns. It's got a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
But here, it's spread on toast, and then it's topped with a mound of diced up apples and mustard. So you get all of this acidic tartness cutting through the fatty richness of the foie gras. And it's the first time I've had it where I'm like, oh, I want more than a bite of this. And this is actually kind of interesting.
Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie. I've had foie gras before.
Might be worth it.
Yeah. Is the karma worth it? Okay. Well, let's get into it. It's Women's History Month, and we're approaching the end of Dine Out Boston.
Yes.
Which is basically Boston's restaurant week. And Erica, we understand you have a list of some must-try restaurants that are owned by women, some of which are also participating in Dine Out Boston, right? Lay it on me.
Okay.
Where are we going first?
All right. We're going to stay in downtown Boston for the first one.
Okay.
And we're going to Trade. So this is a Greek restaurant. It's run by a local legend of her chef. Her name is Jody Adams. Listeners might be familiar with her from Rialto, which is a Harvard Square institution. It was around for 20 years. It was really beloved here in the city. Anyways, so she's now overseeing Trade and also Porto and the fast casual Greek chain Saloniki. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to call out Trade because it's a real, like, you go in, it's like a Greek feast in there. You don't want to miss the pomegranate glazed eggplant. It's fantastic. And there's a real star of the show there too. It's a whole roasted branzino, so this fish that arrives at the table and it's wrapped in these crispy roasted grape leaves. And when I had it, you know, you're just like taking the grape leaves off, eating those, and you can kind of take the fish apart yourself. It's just, it's fantastic. It's so much fun. And she's doing restaurant week too. So if you want to pop in and try the restaurant for under $50 for dinner tonight, you can do that.
Ooh, I like that. Under $50.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Jody Adams for Trade in downtown Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you hit that up. Take advantage of that deal. Less than $50?
Less than $50 for their restaurant week dinner menu. So the branzino is not on this specific restaurant week menu, but just as a restaurant to try, if you have not been to Trade before, highly recommend it. And you can get in and do it for under $50.
Okay, bet. So now that's Trade in downtown Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Roxbury.
Yes.
What do you have for us there?
Okay. So I have Suya Joint here, and this restaurant is a personal favorite of mine. So it's a long-running West African restaurant in Roxbury. The chef and owner here is Cecilia Lazote. It's some of the best Nigerian food I've ever had. Specifically, I wanted to call out this one really fun dish that they do. They call it Suya Wings. So it's chicken wings. It's absolutely doused in that, you know, lovely, spicy Suya seasoning blend. It's super saucy, super tender. And you can get it together with rice and these great fried plantains. It's really good.
I love a good plantain, yeah.
Another thing I want to say about this restaurant, too, is I have it on my Roxbury neighborhood map. And so for that, you know, I'm walking around the neighborhoods. I'm seeing where the restaurants are situated. I'm taking pictures. And so I was doing this morning walk through Roxbury, and I was outside of Suya Joint taking photos of the restaurant, and a stranger stopped me at like 8 a.m. and was like, "You know how good that restaurant is? That restaurant is so good." And I was like, "I know." And you just, you know, a place is good when somebody's stopping you at 8 a.m. to talk about it with you.
That's important. That's the most important review right there. Big up Cecilia Lazote, Suya Joint. All right. So we got downtown Boston. We got Roxbury. What if we want to go a little bit outside of Boston? Maybe, you know, we want to go to Cambridge. Do you have any recommendations there?
I do. In Cambridge, my recommendation would be to go to Pagu, which is a Japanese and Spanish restaurant.
That's been on my list for the longest.
And
I have not made it out there yet. I have to go to Pagu.
Gotta go. This restaurant is run by Tracy Chang. She's the chef and owner there. It's been a local favorite for a while. I'm not surprised to hear it's been on your list. But it has national recognition as well. I was super excited to see that this restaurant was in the James Beard semifinalist this year for Outstanding Restaurant in the U.S. And here I would recommend getting the Gucci's Midnight Ramen. So this is a dish that Tracy used to do as part of a pop-up before opening Pagu. So it's been around for a while. You know, it's a real signature dish for the restaurant. It's got pork belly, a soy marinated egg, it's drizzled in chili crisp. It's really delicious.
Okay, so that's Pagu, owned by Tracy Chang. Shout out to her. What else do you have for us in Cambridge?
So I also have Shanti. So this is a casual Indian restaurant that is co-owned by Rokeya Chowdhury.
Mm-hmm.
They have a location in Cambridge and Roslindale and also Dorchester. The Kendall Square one specifically is participating in Restaurant Week. I love the wide variety of vegetarian options here, including a Malai Kofta. which are these crispy fried croquettes stuffed with potatoes and chopped up vegetables. And it comes with this really nice vegetable cream sauce to dip the croquettes in. It's just lovely.
I like that.
Oh, and for those celebrating Ramadan this month, just to note that they are also halal certified and they are doing special iftar meal boxes throughout the month too.
Oh man, that's great. And that's owned by Rokeya Chowder.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. You have another one that's like kind of a farm to table situation?
Oh, yeah, Urban Hearth. So actually, this is out further out in Cambridge too. Urban Hearth is run by the chef named Aaron Miller. And this is a really nice, you know, intimate date night spot. It's only got 24 seats in the restaurant. If you like that kind of like really cozy atmosphere, Aaron's in the restaurant all the time. You can sit up at this really nice chef's counter and watch her work. It's also a tasting menu and they do a lot of hyper local New England food. So you're going to see a lot of seafood, a lot of veggies. It's just a really nice, beautiful place.
Okay. And that's Aaron Miller at Urban Hearth. Before this, we were talking a little bit about the reservation situation, right? How hard is it to book a seat at some of these places?
It's so hard. You're going to have to prepare ahead of time. And this is something that I'm learning for myself, too, because I used to never really make reservations if I was only eating out. You know, I'm eating out by myself a lot, checking out a lot of different places, or I'm just with one other person and I like to do the walk-in plan. I just kind of show up. But increasingly, you just cannot do that here. You have to make reservations ahead of time. And even then, like sometimes we're talking like weeks in advance. I'm actually working on a story about this. So if anybody wants to hit me up and kind of talk about how crazy reservations are right now, I would love to talk to you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So Erica, you got this list for us, these women-owned restaurants. Tell us, what's the significance of going to a woman-owned restaurant, what that means for the industry, what that means for our scene, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's very significant. Like, restaurants are historically male-dominated in the industry, especially in the back of house. We specifically talked about a few women chefs today that are really, like, pushing forward the cuisine. And it's very important to support these establishments, right, to support that everyone has a seat at the table. And kind of when we talk about the people who are pushing forward Boston's dining scene on a national level, right, that is both speaking of men and women equally.
Where can folks go if they want to learn more about the experience of women chefs and the work they do?
Yes. I want to shout out an event that is happening next week. Rokeya from Shanti is actually going to be on the panel for this. It's a discussion around women in the industry. There's a bunch of panelists, and this is taking place at Darrell's, another fabulous women-owned restaurant. This is at the corner of the South End and Roxbury. This event is taking place next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35 a piece to kind of sit in on this discussion. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be in the audience. Please say hi if you are there.
Sweet, sweet. Check that out. Erica, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you so very much for coming by the Common.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's editor for Eater Boston, Erica Adams. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any suggestions or thoughts on this episode, please hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBURTheCommon or thecommon@wbur.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Franny Monahan and Caitlin Harrop. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas, and it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.